Hey, here's the long-awaited story about the stool sample. Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm sure many of you have already forgotten my promise to talk about this. At the time, it was pretty traumatic, but when I looked back on it and thought about it, it would kind of make me laugh a little bit. So I thought, hey, why not Sharp? When I was at Duke, had my stem cell transplant, you know, which involves high-dose chemo, I had what probably really was severe mucositis because I had, bad lower abdominal cramping, horribly, painful diarrhea. I mean, it just felt like, seriously, it felt like my intestines were going to come out. It just kept going on and on. Seemed like it wasn't going to stop, even when my white count picked up and they thought everything would heal up. And it persisted. So anyway, I told the nurses at the bone marrow transplant clinic that I was having this bad problem, and they wouldn't permit me to take any Imodium unless I gave them a stool sample. And they tested it and made sure I didn't have any infections that they had to treat. I never did one before. Didn't know what that was all about. They gave me, in a paper bag, I got a little specimen jar and a hat. Everybody knows what a hat is, especially myeloma patients, the women anyway. A hat is a white plastic thing that you put on the toilet, and it's in... You're supposed to catch whatever excrement or whatever, in that hat. And they gave me a pair of gloves. Okay, so I got home. I thought, oh, you know what? No big deal. Oh, but absolutely, I'm not crapping in a hat. I'm just not doing it. That's disgusting. Because then, what am I gonna do with it? Not going to happen. So I put a glove on and thought, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go right into the little specimen jar. Okay, so I took the cap off and positioned the little specimen jar where I thought would be the appropriate place. And, so I guess it must require a lot of practice because it's not... it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to. Instead, I kind of just, deposited specimen all over my gloved hand instead. Okay, so it was disgusting. I never realized until that moment how much the odor of such activity is dissipated by the water in the toilet. It was intensely odoriferous, and it just about made me sick. Not to mention that I also had, crap on my hand and, oh God. Okay, so I took the glove off and the jar. I dumped it all back into the paper bag, ran to the door, tossed it outside so I could run it down to the trash later. And I was almost crying, And I said to my sister, who was my caregiver, I said, I have to go down to the dumpster right now. And she said, are you sure we can take it in the car? I said, oh, no. We don't want this in your car. And she said, it's really far. It's a far walk to the dumpster. And it was probably a good idea that I didn't walk to the dumpster because I had, anemia and, I was really wiped out and all that kind of stuff. So what I did was just held the bag out the car window while she drove me to the dumpster and got out when it was time, threw it in there, and it was like, phew, thank God that's over with. And never said another word about diarrhea to the people at the clinic again.